Okay, today's daf is Bechoras, daf Yud Zayin. Bechoras Yud Zayin, we are on Tes Zayin and Mabez, four lines from the bottom, by the Gemara that says, Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. So if you remember yesterday, we were talking about the different generations of animals, and we had a discussion in the Mishnah, if a non-Jew has a certain hand, a certain power, in the transaction, in the ownership of these animals, so then there's going to be a patur of the mitzvah of Bechorah. So we saw in the Mishnah that if the Jew accepts a tzon barzel relationship with a guy, which if you remember meant that a Jew has to for sure pay back exactly what was given to him, plus they split the profits, tzon barzel, so the valdoseyan or paturim, Valdoseyan or Chayavis. So yeah, there's a difference, like, which generation are we talking about? We mentioned yesterday, one shot in Rashi, that Valdoseyan meant third generation, Valdoseyan meant fourth generation. We're talking about the Vlados of the Tzon Barzel, or one generation down. But if you're Mamid, if you designate, then you gotta add on one generation. That was the Tanakama. Rashi Gamliel had said, no matter what, even to 10 generations, you're always putter, because a non-Jew always has, a hand in it. Achrayis lo'ovik ochavim. That could be a machlokas about Bechor, which we seemed to say yesterday, and that is, even if for other areas of halacha, this is not called ownership, for Bechor it's enough, because it might be able to collect lamaisa, and that's what you have to look at by Bechor. It also might relate to a topic that has come up one or two times, and that is, well, what was mentioned a little bit yesterday, shibudim. How do we look at a shibud? If you owe me something, so I have a lien on your property. So how do we look at that? So the Ritva Maseches Kiddushin, in the first parak, uses the lashon of miksas kinyan. It's even partially mine already in halacha, which is a very strong lashon. So how do we look at shibud? And maybe that's what's partially behind this topic as well. If a non-Jew has a shibud on these, is that enough to be mafkia, the mitzvah of Bechor? So those are two ideas that might be behind our issue. Okay, but now we continue, says the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of the Gemara, quotes it, Tanan, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Afilu Arasara Doros Peturin. The last line of the Mishnah, as we just read, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, even till 10 generations, Pater, Sha'achrayis La'ovid Gochavim. Because the Achrayis, the Shibud, is to a non-Jew, if he wants to collect at any point, even 10 generations down, he will be able to collect. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues on the Tanakama. Bishlama, so now, says the Gemara, Bishlama, L'Rav Yehuda. Now we're going to relate to the machlokas that we just quoted at the end of Shir yesterday. The machlokas of Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Huna. Right above. Rav Huna had said, Vlados Ptur and Vladi Vlados Chayavin, and Rav Yehuda added on an extra generation. He added on an extra one. Even though what's important for us now is that both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are in the world of offspring that did not come directly from the Tzon Barzel animals. They're each a generation down. So now we're going to ask the question. Bishlama, according to Rav Yehuda, we understand the language of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel who says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even 10 generations? Why do you have to say 10 generations? Why couldn't he just add on one generation? That's the question then, the diak that the Gemara is making. Why do you have to go to an extreme and say even 10 generations to make sure we know it's total forever and ever? Why couldn't he just add on one generation and then we'd already get the point? So Bishlama Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Da'amar, Nachis Tanakama, Lidarei, according to Rav Yehuda, who says that, member of the Rav Yehuda was the one that said an added generations of Ptur. So, according to him, who he holds that the Tanakama went Ladare Rashi on the bottom. Dunachas Tanakama Lemiftar Dare. The Tanakama, according to him, holds that you already pater the generations Deshte Doros Litzon Barzel Pota Tanakama. So then, Hainu Darmele Rav Shimon Gamliel Afilu Adasar Doros Paturin. If the Tanakama already said that there's a generation that's Pater that didn't come from Tzon Barzel, so then Reb Shimon Gamliel has to go and emphasize it's even further. It's even farther down. Rashi on top. Hainu Tekam Reb Shimon Gamliel at Amrit Shtei Doros Lamata Mitzon Barzel Vesulo. You see it's only two generations down. Va'ana Amina Afilo Arasara Drasnami Peturin. And I say 10, which means even more than 10. It's just the derech to write 10, as Rashi quotes the pasuk in by the umos ha'olam that cannot marry in, gam darasiri lo yavo lo b'keal Hashem. Doesn't mean Ted, but it means asu la'olam. So that's where I understand why you have to say that to teach me that it continues. Ela l'Rav Huna d'amar lo nachas tanakama l'dari, but according to Rav Huna, that the Tanakama only potter the second generation because it comes directly from its own barzel animals. So then, my afilon asaradoros, why couldn't he just have added on one more generation and we would have known the difference? And we would have known it's automatic because the Tanakama only held if you have some shaykhlis to the direct sown barzel animals. And then Rav Huna adds on, even not that. Even not the sown barzel animals, one generation down. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel wouldn't have to say till 10 generations. So the Gemara answers, Amalacha Rav Huna, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ahemid Ka'i. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not going on the first case of the Mishnah. See Rashi on the previous Amud, the second to bottom line. We thought Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about the regular case in the Mishnah. So we're saying, no, he's going on to the added case, where you amabe, where you designated. That even the Tanakama went one generation down, and one generation separate from the tzon barzel animals. So even according to him, the Tanakama was pottering an animal that did not have any direct connection to the tzon barzel animals, and therefore he had to use a stronger lasho to teach me that forever and ever these animals are going to be potter. Right? That's why 10 generations. Period.
Does that mean that in a case where they weren't hemidit that
No, they wouldn't just use that lashon. The issue is a language issue. He just wouldn't use that lashon. This question is not on the content. The issue is just a question on the language. Period. Tashma. Let's try again. Hamakabel tzon barzel merovikol chavim. If somebody gets tzon barzel from a non-Jew, vlados peturin. Or the Bach adds in, Hain Vlados Peturin, Vladi Vlados Lo, but not Vladi Vlados, Yufta to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, who had it on another generation of Petur. So I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda, Ema, Hain Uvaldosein, Hain, the second generation, Uvaldosein, and the third generation. So you work it out, you change the words. Ika da Amre, or do the opposite, ask it as a question. Hain Uvaldosein Peturin, Tsyufta to Rav Huna, I'm going to Rav Huna, Ema, Hain Uvlados Pater, Vladi Vlados Chayev. Okay, just change whether the word is hain, whether the word is vlados, so you just work it out exactly what is required. Okay, we get to the last line of the Mishnah. Last line of the Mishnah is separate from the Tzon Barzel discussion, and that was the discussion of Nidmeh, as we had back in the first parak. If an animal does not look like its parents, petur offspring, petur min habechora, unless it has miksas siman, and the Mishnah says. So, says the Gemara, Rachosh Yadam and Ezechul, Aser of Oshia min Narda, the Isa Mastisa Biyadeh, of Oshia came from Narda, and brought a Brisa with him. Brought a Brisa. What did the Brisa say? Rachel bas Ez, the Ez bas Rachel, a Rachel, which is the offspring of a goat, so it doesn't look like the goat, looks like a sheep, the Ez bas Rachel, Rabbi Meir Machayev, a Chamapotrin. He brought the Brisa, or Meir's Machayev in that case, even though it's a Nidmeh. Pashtus, our Mishnah's like the Chachamim. The Chachamim are Pater. Amalei Rav Oshia l'Rabba. Ki Ailus l'Kamed Rav Huna. When you go in front of Rav Huna, can you please ask him a question, please? Boy, mean I ask him the question, Remeir Machayev l'mai. Which halacha was this Brisa being discussed? Which halacha was the Brisa discussing? We have Machlokas, Remeir, and the Chachamim. There's 10 different halachas that Nidmeh applies to. So I just said, maybe it applies to Bechor. But please go ask Rav Huna when you get there. Why? Because this is my problem. Ilema le Bechora. If it's referring to Bechor, does Remeir argue on our Mishnah? For less later, Rabbi Meir, Ach Bechor Shor, Ach Yehei, Hu Shor, U Bechor Shor? Remeir argues on that Drasha? So, Ella, what else? L'Reishis Hagez? Is referring to Reishis Hagez? That if it's a Nidmeh, Remeir still is Mechayev and Reishis Hagez, and the Chachamim or not? V'lesle Hadatana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Kvasim Shetzimran Kasha, Peturim Reishis Hagez? We add at the end of Mechulin, that if you have wool, that it's very hard. It's not like, not nice, soft wool. So that is part of our measures of gaze. Shenemar, umi gaze kvasai yischamam. From the sheep, from the wool of my sheep, I will get warm, says Eov. And therefore, this type of wool that comes from a nidmeh is not soft. So please ask Rav Huna, what was this price said about? Because I find it hard to believe that it was said about Bechor, and I find it hard to believe that it was said about Reishis Hageis. So which halacha is it referring to? So...
it's a
Rav Huna, yeah?
Rachel Bas Eiz.
So either way, a Rachel Bas Eiz or an Eiz Bas Rachel. That was the price, it was about both. But about both. So in both cases, it seems like the wool would not be so soft and natural. So Oshia, ask Rabba, when you get there, please ask Rav Huna. Say yes, Rav Huna. So Amalei, Rav Huna answered, Nechzi Anan. Let's talk about it. Let's see what it's about. Hacha b'mayas kinan, b'rachel sheyolda min eiz v'aviv tayash. The machlokas in the Mishnah is where you have one parent that's similar to the child. Right? A rachel, a sheep that came from a female goat, but a father, Eiz, right? A father that I think the Rachel is connected to Tayash is the male in the Rachel family. And therefore there is one parent that is Shayach physically to the offspring. And the Machlokas and the Brisa is, Ubechoshishin Lazera Ha'av Le'inyin Osov Es Beno Kamifli. So third halachic context. We're talking about for Osov Es Beno. We know the Isser, we spoke about it in a parak in Maseches Chulin, the Isser of shechting a parent and child on the same day. So that's only if parent and child are connected to each other. So here, Rabbi Meir, Savar Choshin Lezerah Ha'av. Rabbi Meir says your Choshis for Zerah Ha'av. So therefore, in this case, the father and offspring are connected, and therefore there's an Isser. That's what Rabbi Meir B'chayiv means. He's B'chayiv for the Isser of Osov Es Beno. Rabbanan Savar in Choshin Lezerah Ha'av. Rabbanan say, no, don't worry. You don't have to be choshes for zera ha'av. In this case, only the mother is shayach, and therefore there's no isra of osav es beno. I think we discussed a little bit then. Choshen lezera ha'av is a major discussion that comes up by human beings as well. Human beings in terms of in the in vitro fertilization sugyas, when is there a problem with the yichus of the av to the child? But remember here, whatever you say in this gemara might not be shayach to those, because here we're talking about animals. And by animals, there's more of a exclusive connection, let's say, between the mother and the child. There's no yichus by animals. And then by animals, you might say it's all about the mother. Mashenkin, by people, there's a lot that the father gives. You know, the patrilineal yichus, that in terms of the shevet, in terms of other halachas, yerusha, in terms of yibum, it's a lot that goes through the father. So that the human connection might not be exactly parallel to the animal connection. But our Gemara says, that's the machlokas in the Braisa. It's about Oso, the Es, Bino. And whether you're Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. Ask the Gemara 1 second, Ihachi, if that's true, Liflagu, Bechoshen Lezera Ha'alma, Biplukta, Dechanan Yivrabanan. So if this is a Choshen Lezera Ha'av machlokas, we have another machlokas, Tanam, about that. So why didn't they just say, this is that machlokas. This sounds like a special, unique machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan. Why didn't they connect it to the general machlokas of Chananya and the Rabbanan in Chul and Daf Ayin Ches? Says the Gemara, Ella, Laolam, Libechora. But really, we go back. It's talking about Bechor. We're talking about what we originally thought. Firstborn. We asked, does Rameir argue on that drusha of Bechorah that Nidmeh is excluded? This is the case. Berachel, Bas Rachel, Bas Eiz. It's like the mother, but it's not like Safta. Mar Savar, Zil Basar Imeh, Vahailav Nidmehu. One says, you go after the mother. This Rachel looks exactly like its mother. The mother's a Rachel. The problem was the mother was a Nidmeh. So Rachel Bas Eiz. So the mother was a Nidmeh, but the granddaughter, right, the little Rachel we're talking about now, is not a Nidmeh compared to the mother, and therefore it is Chayiv in Bechora. Meaning if this granddaughter animal has a Bechor, that's going to be Chayiv, because this animal is not called a Nidmeh. Umar Savar Zilbasar Imeh Deimeh, you go after Safta, Vahai Nidmehu, and therefore this is a Nidmeh. Beautiful. What's the machlokas? What about the reverse? Pashtus, the reverse would be true. That according to the one who says you go by the grandmother, you go lakula or lachumra. And the opposite. What's the svara? Says the stifler. Beautiful. Is nidmeh determined by mother or by species? That's the machlokas. right? According to the one that says you go by the mother, nidme. Just look at the mother. It looks like the mother, wonderful. The other one says, no, the mother is a nidme. You can't go by the mother. You look by the species, the family, the larger family institution. And because this baby is not like the rest of his family, so it and the mother are strange, but it's not like the rest of it, so therefore that would be also called a nidme. That's the stipler back in the first parak. It's Siman Dalet in the Kilas Yaakov. Or another suggestion, what is the machlokas about? Again, what's the machlokas about? Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Have the machlokas about Nidme. So first we wanted to say, maybe the machlokas is about Osof Espino. And then we said, no, can't be. Why? Because they would have argued about Chananya and the Chachamim. So we said, okay, maybe it's about this case, with mother and grandmother. So that was number two. Number three suggestion, Viba Yisema, Birachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel. Maybe this is exactly what you just asked. If it's it's like the grandmother and not like the mother. So Mar Savar, Chazra Seyos Limkoman. One says, oh, now we're back to normal. Meaning, this was like the second opinion above. You're back to normal. The Seos have returned to their natural state, and therefore this is good. And there's a Chiyuv. Omar Savar, Lo Chazar Seos Lekom. You don't look at that, you look at the mother. And because the mother went off the derech of Seos, so therefore you go like the mother by the mother, and this is not Chayiv in Bechor. That is number three. Finally, last one. Ravashi Amar Kagonchi Yishbo Mixasimanim. Maybe we're talking about a case where it has Mixasimanim. And Rav Meir argues on the last line of our Mishnah. Uman Chachamim Reb Shimon. The Chachamim. To Amar Achi Erosha Rubo Domeli Imo. In our Mishnah says that if it has Mixasimanim, you're Chayiv. But there's another sheet out there, Reb Shimon, who says, no, you have to have Rov Simanim. That's the machlokas here between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says Chayiv holds like our Mishnah. Dafka holds like our Mishnah. We've thought so far that Rav Meir is against our Mishnah. No, Rav Meir holds like our Mishnah, who holds that all you need is a mix of simanim. Rav Shimon holds that you need rov simanim.
And you don't have to have a case where it's a mix.
And then you don't have to talk about, right, any of the mother and the grandmother get into that. It's a regular case of Nidmeh. Regular case of Nidmeh, but it has a lot of similarities to the mother, and the question is, how much similarities does one need? Good. Vayter, says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan tells us, Mode Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir who says that in these cases there is a chiyuv of Bechor, he admits, B'si'ir shel Rosh Chodesh to Be'inan ben Si'ira. No matter what you want to say in terms of the flexibility of Rabbi Meir Shita by Bechor, maybe he looks at the grandmother, maybe he looks at the mother, maybe he requires only Mixas Simanim, all those cases are not enough for the Si'ir that you have to bring for Rosh Chodesh. Rashi and Tosfos both say, interesting that Tosfos here does not quote Rashi. Rashi says it explicitly. It seems like Tosfos did not have this line in Rashi. They both say, it just says Rosh Chodesh here, but it really means all the Se'irim of the Moadim. It's just that Rosh Chodesh is the first one there, and that's why it says it. Why doesn't it say Shabbos? Shabbos is really the first one. But Shnei Chavasim, Meshach Tzimimim, Shnei Zerim, it's not a Se'ir. You don't have the Se'ir. But in terms of if it's Dafka, the Se'ir, you need all of them, right? See, Tosfos, Kama Nokat Vodin Se'ir Regalim. Dachanamik Sivahu Echad. It also says Echad there. Rashi also says this on the second wide line. Hazakat Se'ir Rosh Chodesh Vodin Se'ir Regalim. The same exact words, but Rashi and Tosfos. Either way, Rameir admits by the Se'ir Rosh Chodesh, it's a higher standard. It's got to be a purebred. Right? You can't have any Nidme connection. My time, why? Amar Kra, Echad Ha Meyuchad. Echad, which means the unique one. Not just one. Ha Meyuchad. It's got to be one that comes straight down from Sheshes Mebreishes, without any nidmeh, right? As it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created pure, perfect animals. So this one also has to be a pure and perfect animal. Sheshes Mebreishes. Says the guy, 1 second. Is that the source that you know that regular karbanos are not allowed to be a nidmeh? Nafka. What do you mean? We know it from the following. Sharo Chesed Prat LeKilayim. Says Shor Chesed by Karbanis in Emor, excluding Kelayim, O'ez Pratla Nidme. So you have another puzzle that already excludes Nidme for Karbanis. Fine, whether it has Kedushas Bechor or not is one specific context, but you have a general pasuk by Karbanis. Skimar says Tzricha. Really, you need both sources. You need the Echad HaMiyuchad, and you also need this OA's Pratlin Nidme. Why? The Ime Hasim, if I only had that Pasuk over there, Hava Amina Hani Mili Hechad Lo Nachas Ladare. I would have thought the only problem is if it's Nidme to the mother, but if it's Nidme to the grandmother, it wouldn't be a problem. Aval Hechad Lo Nachas Ladare. If it looks like the mother, that would be a good enough low. So I would have thought, I'm sorry, that wouldn't be a problem. Kamash Malon, that's also a problem. V'imei hacha, and if they only have this pasuk, havamina, hadimila legabi carbon chova. I would have thought only regarding carbon chovas is this a requirement. Why? Because that's the context of Sir Rosh Chodesh. Aval nedavalo, but by nedav is more flexibility, tsricha. That's what you need, both psukim. Okay, nidme is excluded. So now we have a couple of statements. Where else does this halacha come in? If we have this animal that's a nidmeh, but it has some wool on it, so what is the halacha? We said before, for reishis hageiz, it's not good. We said that there's no chiyuv of reishis hageiz because it's not soft wool. We said by bechor, discussion. What about the following? So first, Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, hakol modim, de'in lokin al simro mishum kilayim. Wow. If you have tsemer and pishtim, with the tsemer coming from this nidmeh animal, that's not true shatness. Why? Because it doesn't come fully from a, but if you have wool from a different animal, not from a sheep, it's not going to be, it's going to be some artificial semi, not going to be chayav for shatnez. So to here, this is not a pure shatnez case. Shene'emar, lo silba shatnez. Don't wear shatnez, ma, but semer upishtim yachtov. That's the continuation. So ma pishtan shalom nishtane, just like the flax in that case has not changed. Av semer shalom nishtane, also to semer, is only chayiv by one that is not nishtane. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kilayim, in Perek Yud Halacha Beis, there is an Isser Durabbanon, Mishum Marisayin. Rachel Bas Eiz, Tsemer Shela Ein Lokin Allah Mishum Kilayim. Aval Aser Mi Devrehem, Mishum Marisayin. Marisayin, the Ketzer Mishnah is somewhat bothered that our Gemara just says you don't get Malkus. Sounds like it's still an Isser Daraisa. Whenever you have, you don't get Malkus, it sounds like, but it's still an Isser. So he says, you have to understand that you don't get Malkus means total. That's what you have to say how the Rambam says the Gemara. Umashvel Rabbeinu to be called Malkum, Asurim, Re Marisayin, to Logara, Mishirayim, the Tamili, the Havel, the Mamer, the Midaraisa, Asira, Elishin Lokin, the Yeshlomar, the Kivan, to Lo Ashkechan, Law, Remez, Batora, less than the Mamer Hachi. Okay, so the Kesem Mishnah says, that's how the Rambam was understanding the Gemara, that it's totally De Rabbanan. The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha here quotes a shita of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has a big kula. Bir Halacha in Simen Tes. Simen Tes in Arach Chaim is what is Chayiv and Sitzes, what is Achayiv and Sitzes, which Begadim. So the Bir Halacha here quotes, Uprima Gadim Ra'isi bin Yonenu Dover Pele. I saw, he's talking about our case. Shekasa Bipshitus, Da'afilu Tsemer Rachel Bas Rachel, Achsha Avia Hayatayash. If you have a Rachel Bas Rachel, but the father was a goat. So it's not a nidmeh, a regular case of Rachel Bas Eiz, like we said. But it's exact like the mother. But the father is a goat. Gam kein mikri tsemer hanishtane. V'lo choshev tsemer afilu l'man de'islei ein choshechen l'zera ha'av. That's the Prima Gadim. Right? As long if it's like the mother, if it's not like the, if the father was a goat, it's not true tsemer. V'lo eida minayim lozeh. U'lidvarav yegam kein kula gedola l'gabi kilayim. Lanias, right, Lagabi Kilayim, it wouldn't be a problem. Lanias died in Nere Barur Behefcho. Vulay Ishta Sofer Bidvarav, Vein Lismachazek Klal Inyan Kilayim. If the baby and the mother are sheep, so then it's Chayiv. That's real Tzemer. The only Shaila here is if the mother is not. If there's some difference, it's Tzemer Bas Eiz. The mother's an Eiz. Yeah, that's the only Shaila of Lakula. Again, there's, right, this is the context just that we're here in terms of what's chayiv, just once it's open, ain't chayiv b'tzitzis min ha-Torah, el beged pishtim, o shel tzemer rechelim. What's chayiv d'oraisa in tzitzis, says the Shulchan Aruch, beged pishtim, o tzemer rechelim, or wool from sheep. Av o big de sharminim, ain't chayavin b'tzitzis, el midrabanan. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why there are many that are machmir to wear woolen begadim, to be yotzei the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that only woolen or pishtim begadim are chayiv. The Rama says, v'yishomrim tekul chayiv in midaraisa v'hachi hilchasa. The Rama says that we paskin, based on Tosas and the Rush, that all begadim are chayiv daraisa in tzitzis. And then the Shulchan Aruch has, tzitzis shal pishtim o shal tzema rechelim potrim b'kol shminim begadim. If the what are the tzitzis made out of? So if the tzitzis are made out of wool or flax, that works for any beged. Chutz, mishal pishim l'semro, mishemro l'pishim, except for the opposite, because that's shotness, because nowadays, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'zman hazeh d'leket tcheles, b'pnei shem kilayim. We don't have 100% vaday, so you still can't wear shotness b'zman hazeh, until we have Eliyahu Navi to give us the final psak, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Other materials, only pater minon. Only pater minam. Just one other halacha. It says shall shar minam epozim ala minam. Go meshi lebegin meshi. Tzemer gefen lesemer gefen. Aval shalob minam ein potrin. Just one final halacha. Yesh omrim. This comes up a lot. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shetzarech lasos at tzitzis mitzeva hatalas. Vahamedaktagim noagim kain. Shulchan Aruch says lachachila. The color of the tzitzis should be the color of the begin. Shouldn't be switched. So those chayalim that have the green tzitzis, sounds like according to the Shulchan Aruch, should have green strings. Says the Rama, the Ashkenazim ein nogin lasos atzitzis rak levanim af bibegadim tzvuim the ein lashanos. Says Rama, we always have white tzitzis. No matter what the color of the beged is, you gotta wear. You have the schus of wearing tzitzis in the tzava, be mekadesh the environment. Right, so that's and ourselves. So we wear white strings, even on a green beckon. There are the Mishnah Berurah quotes Mikol Makom Roy LeMedaktik. One's not there is no other tzarech. One should have white tzitzis. Roy LeMedaktik to be yosei both days. Laso daf gadal kanfos dals katan lavan kedeshi yosei deyakol kashi yase tzitzis lavanim gam pasha dechsevu levushay kislag tzchivar vechulu. Yeah.
Tzitzis are made out of cotton.
No, wool.
Well, the strings themselves.
Things string, yeah. Things all wool. Okay, one final ha'ara, interestingly there. Here, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? That this tzemer is not really shatnez. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this can answer the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. We mentioned the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha about a week and a half ago. Shagas Aryeh asks a Kasha, he has a long tshuva where he discusses. The Gemara says that some of the big day Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot are made out of shatnez, the Avnet v'chulu. And why is that? Because we say Asi Docha Lo Saseh, the Asay of the Avoda is Docha the Lo Saseh of shatnez. So he says, what about the Shitas of the Rishonim, Machlokas Ramam Ravid, that say you can wear the Begadim even Shalom B'Shas Avoda? It's not doing any mitzvah there. So how can you wear it? Question one. Question two. We had a discussion about the Kohen Gadol's. Maybe the Kohen Gadol's Avnei Deshatnez, according to some Tanoim, and not the Kohen Hedyot's. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. You only apply Asi Docha Losa, say we don't have a choice. Ask the Shagas Aryeh. You only apply Asi Docha Losa, say we don't have a choice. So why is the Kohen Gadol allowed to do the Avoda whenever he wants? He should only be allowed to do the Avoda when he has to do the Avoda. But if he has a choice that he's violating this or of Shatnez, where he doesn't have to. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have an answer to all the questions. Al Kapanim, Zachinu Ladin. This is in Tav Kuf Ches, Mitzvah 508. Yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we were zocher to do the Mitzvah 208 in the Mitzvah Shir. But this is 508. Al Kapanim, Zachinu Ladin. To Yachol Lios, Bebigdei Kehuna, Tzemer Belo Kelayim. Ah, I have a Chiddush. You could wear, how could the Kohen Gadol do the Avoda? Doesn't he let the Kohen Hedyot? Why doesn't he make his Bigdei Kehuna out of this type of Tzemer? Because this type of semer, says the Minchas Chinuch, will be good enough for Big Day Kahuna, but won't violate the Isser of Shatnez. So maybe that's what the Kohen Gadol does. Imkein nisyashu harbi kushi shalagon b'shagas aryeh hilchasitzis simin chavtes, v'hi ha'ara chadasha be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. This is a new ha'ara. V'lomar dekiva delavit chelus linyin tzitzis. You want to tell me if it's not good enough for kilayim, it's not good enough for Big Day Kahuna? No, why? Why? You could say there's differences. You could say there's differences between the different halachic contexts. V'heichnu chalanan lomar, dover shlohuskar b'divrayhem. Imkein, he says, Roy, it could be good for B'dei Kehuna, it could be good for Reishis HaGeis, possibly, in certain cases. Anyway, that is what he discusses in Tav Kuf Ches, some of the halachas of tzitzis and shatnez. Okay, back to our Gemara. So Rav Acher bar Yaakov, though, said, everybody agrees you're not going to get malchus for this wool, for shatnez. Next, Amar of Papa. Hakol modim shet simro pasul l'tcheles. Everybody agrees that his wool is pasul for tcheles. As we know, tcheles, what's the definition of tcheles? Rashi quotes it at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Tcheles means tsemer tsavua b'tcheles. That's the definition. Tcheles isn't just a color, it's a material. Wool with tcheles, that means either blue or green, blue or black. Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, is it like the sky at night? Is it like the sky in the morning? Right? So that's why you have different different shitas. But Simra, Pasul, Tcheles. So that this Tsemer you can't use is not true. Tcheles, Shene'emar, Lo, Silba, Shatnez, Gedilim, Ta'aselecha. We compare Shatnez to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Ma Pishtan, Shalonishtane, Afsemer, Shalonishtane. Right? So that relates to the Sugya of Tcheles. And all the different scientific proofs that the Tcheles factory shows, Bisman Hazeh, to show that they have the color in terms of what happens within the sun, and it gets black and it gets blue. Fascinating experiments that they use. Weiter. Number three, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hakol Modim Shein Simra Matami Ben Negaim. Third, Tumas Negaim. Of, we know, tzaras is on the body, or on clothes, or on a house. So, on the clothes, it is not metami, because it only applies to tzemer and pishtim. Shene'emar, bebeget tzemer, o bebeget pishtim. Ma pishtam shelo nishtana, af tzemer shelo nishtana. So too, there, it has to be pishtim. It applies to tzemer and pishtim. Just like pishtim is pure, nothing happened to the pishtim, so too, in these cases, where the tzemer comes from a nidme, it will not be allowed to, it won't be mitameh for tumas big day tzara'as. If you look in the Shita B'Kubetzas here, he just quotes another drasha that you have. So in mind, it's on the first wide line, in Oz Dalet. He says, "I call Madam Shein Simra Matami Ben Agaim Mehai Drasha Mimait Petores Ko." And he quotes a Medrash from this Drasha to Beget Savua. To Beget Savua Inu Matami Ben Agaim. The Ma Pishtan Shein Savua. The Stam Pishtan Lavan Aft Semer. The comparison of Temer and Pishtan is also related to Begadim Savuim. Colored Begadim are not Matami Mishum. Or not Matami Mishum Negaim. In Hilchas Nida, this of course is quoted in Yoredei and Simon Kuf Tzadik. The Shulchan Aruch discusses Kuf Tzadik is the Simon about Ksamim, as we know, and there in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, right, the big Simon Kuf Tzadik, all about the halachas of Ksamim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kasem Shenimsa al Dover She'enu Makabal Tumah, Lo Gozer Olav. So we know Ksamim have certain requirements. It's only on Adar HaMakabal Tum. It's only if there's no Tliya. It's only if there's a certain size. So, and also, it matters what color it's on. Ketzad, Batka Karka Olam. So the Shonar says, if one finds a Kesem on something that's attached to the ground, oh, I'll call Adar HaShinim HaKabal Tumah, V'yashva Olav HaMazam HaKesem, V'chein Kesem Nimsa Shenimsa Al Beget Savua. Tehora. It's fine, Beget Savua is Tehora, and the Ramah even adds, Lefichach, Tilbash Ha'isha Big Day Tzivonin Kidei Lahatzila Miksamim. That's why the Ramah even adds, when it's a Shas, when she's not, doesn't have to wear white, Sator Shimon Kiyem, a woman should always wear dark clothing, dark undergarments, because you don't want to run into problems. And when it's, once it's uncolored, so then it is not a problem. So in the same sif as the Enim HaKabal Tumah, the Shulchan puts his Beget Savua. So A, it's about that you're not going to be able to see what the color is really on Beget Savua. That's number one, Eitzah Tova. And number two, because maybe it's connected to this, that this Taurus Kohanim says that Begadim Tzivonim are excluded from Tumas Saras. So yeah, as connected to that is also excluded from Tumas Ksamim. Obviously, Tumas Ksamim is only Durabanan. And Saras, there is a Daraisa, but maybe it's connected. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Af an Anu Nomar. Let's also add, Hidzla HaGefen Al Gabi Te'ena. Let's say you brought, and once we're talking about pure and impure items, what happens if I take my vine and I stretch it over my fig tree? Yeno Pasul Nesachim. Wine from that vine cannot be used for Nesachim on the Mizbeach. My taima, zevach unesachim. Because it says zevach unesachim, it compares the two. Ma zevach shalom nishtane, just like the animals cannot be nishtane, av nesachim shalom nishtanu. And this vine that grew next to figs, is nishtane. Says the Gemara, Maskav Ravina. What do you mean? If you say that, so hidla pishon agabe higa, hachanami delishtani. What if you stretch flax over higa? Higa's like a bush. What, it's also, you're gonna tell me that's a problem? It didn't change. You just sweat it a little bit. That's not called a shinui. So Gemara says, "Em kema matzas amrit ma pishtan shalom nishtane toha pishtan nami mishtani." So you can't say that as a continuation of the previous line. You can't say that because the pishtan hasn't changed there, and there's a big difference. Why? Amarle, don't compare the cases. Zen ishtana reichov is alone ishtana reichov. By the gefen and the teina, something really happens when you stretch it over the teina. Right? It's a reyach. Its scent changes. Mashenke by the pishtan case, nothing happens. So pishtan the hiki, that's not called a shinoi. Well, here says Rav Ashi, it would be called a shinoi, and therefore it might be pasul l'nisachim. Period. Again, not getting back into this now to save time, but remember, if we have time at the end, maybe, remember the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov that we discussed back in Chulin about Esrog Murkav, where we spoke all about the East Kilayim, regarding other halachas, regarding Karbanis, we spoke all about the Murkav Esrog that the Shvus Yaakov discussed. The Levush says you can't use an Esrog Murkav because an Aveir was done with it, so then most Achronim argue on that. No, Kilayim and Murkav is just an Isser to do, but once it's done, it's not Asr Bahana, you're allowed to eat fruit that comes from crossbreeding. So he discusses what the other Isurim are for Murkav. We have the story with the Shach, and it fell down in Shul right before the Chazal was about to use it. You can remember that Shvus Yaakov in Simin Lamed Vav. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, we are about to start the sugya of F Charlotte Samsem and EF Charlotte Samsem. Here is the sugya in Shas, the locus classicus, as they used to say in the Latin yeshivas, right? The sugyas of F Charlotte Samsem right here, Bechoris Yuzayin. Says the Mishnah, Rachel Shalo Bichra V'yolda Shnei Zacharim, an animal, a sheep, never had a firstborn before. And Mazel Tov, she had two baby boys. The Yatsu Shnei Rashim Ka'achat, they both came out at the same time. Right? Right? Not Yaakov missed it. He was Akev, right? He was Ba'akev Esav. But let's say you have two at the same exact moment, or what appears to you at the same exact moment. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Yomer Shnei Mokoin Shenemar, Hazacharim Lashem. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, they're both Bechorim, they both go to the Kohen. Vachachamim Omrim, E. F. Charlotte Samsem. Impossible. E. F. Charlotte Samsem. You can't be so exact. Ella Echad Lo Ve'echad LeKohen. One of them is obviously Bechar. So he keeps one, you give the Kohen one. How do you figure out which one? So we will see. What is the exact Machlokas? So let's just finish the Mishnah and then we will, actually let's say it now. What's the Machlokas about? So Rashi and the Rambam both say it's exactly what it looks like. It's a Machlokas and Metzius. Right? Can there be something that happens, an event that happens at the exact same moment or not? That's what Rashi and Tosfos says. Tosfos, partially maybe because he doesn't like that, say, today's a machlokas and Messias. Tosfos on a base in the middle. Rabbeinu Tam holds it. No, not Rabbeinu Tam. Just Tosfos, the last couple of skinny lines. Tosfos says, no, this machlokas is about, it doesn't look like it to us. Whether Efshel Tzamzim or Efshel Tzamzim, it could very well be that it can be exact. But it doesn't look like exact, or it doesn't look like non-exact to us. The issue is our perception, says Tosfos. The issue isn't in reality, says Tosfos. The last six lines, last six skinny lines. Haki kamar, Efshel Avarert Simsum, Shebidei Shamayim. The issue is whether you can be Mavarert. If you can't be Mavarert, that one is before the other one, so you can treat it as being exact. If you, and the other sheet is like, no, if you look closely, you can be Mavarit. But the issue is not one of whether it's possible or not, like Rashi the Rambam seem to say, but Tosfos seem to say, it's all about our perception, what we see. Whether it can happen or not happen, that's not under the Machlokas. That's either yes or no. But whether our perception, that's the key of this sugya. Okay, so Efshel Tzamzim, E Efshel Tzamzim. Finish up the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, HaKoin Borlos HaYafe. Rabbi Tarfin says, what do you do in this case? Right? That one of them is going to the Kohen, according to the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Tarfin says the Kohen gets the better one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishamnin Beinehen. What is Mishamnin Beinehen? The Gemara will talk about it, but Rashi already alludes to us that the Kohen takes the weaker one. Vashani Yirashi is Ta'ev, and the second one will wait till it gets a mum. The second one that's left to a Yisrael will wait till it gets a mum, and you're going to eat it because it's a Savik Bechar. Next line of the Mishnah, the Chai v'matanos. When the Yisrael shechs the one that he has at home, he has to give matanos, roll chayim in the keva, because this could be a chulin animal, and he has to give the Kohen those matanos. Isn't it a suffix? So we'll talk about it. Rabbi Yossi Poter. Rabbi Yossi Poter, for that reason, the Gemara will explain why, because it's a suffix. Meis echon mehem, what if one of them dies before you choose. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Tarfon says you split up the last one. One second. Did Rabbi Tarfon just say it before that the coin gets the fatter one? Says Rashi here, he was Chozerbo. Right? The Chozerbo Rabbi Tarfon, as the Gemara is going to explain. Within the same Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, one of them dies. Hamotzi Mechaveira Olav Araya. The Yisrael gets to keep it. Prove to me that this is the Bechar, and then you could take it. If not, I'm keeping it. Period. Zachar Unakeva. What if the babies that were born are not two males, but it's a male and a female? Ain Kan Lakoin Klum. Kohen gets nothing. Why? Because Hamatzvah Olav Araya. Maybe the Nekeva came out first. Continuing for Gemara, Ami de Rabbi Yanai, the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shamina Leitamar Efshel Etzamseim Bidei Shamayim. In our Mishnah, the case is Bidei Shamayim. We're talking about an animal coming out. It's not like a person tried to make this event happen at the exact same moment. It's Bidei Shamayim. So if Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that Efshel Etzamseim, you could be very exact Bidei Shamayim, Kol Shekein Bidei Adam. Surely Bidei Adam, where a person is trying to do two events at the exact same moment, then surely he would say Efshel Etzamseim. If Bidei Shamayim, you see Efshel Etzamseim, Bidei Adam, surely. Rabbanan, Bidei Shamayim, Efshel Etzamseim. In the Mishnah, Bidei Shamayim, you can't. Bidei Adam, Mai. What would, are the Rabbanan a total Efshel Etzamseim Shita, or are they Mechalik? Do they only say Efshel Etzamseim, Bidei Shamayim, but Bidei Adam, they would say Efshel Etzamseim. I just explained the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi is the one that says the issue is, but why is that? What's the difference between Bidei Shamayim and Bidei Adam? Bidei Shamayim is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing this to dafka happen at the exact same moment. Whatever it happens, it happens. But Bidei Shamayim, Bidei Adam, there's more of a reason to say Efshel Etzamseim because a person is trying to be so exact. Tosfos L'shitaso right here said no. The difference between Bidei Shamayim and Bidei Adam is do you have a moment to analyze and to focus? When babies are born, you don't have time to focus. It's quick. It happens. Masha'inkin bidei adam, it could go slower and it could be recognizable to you more whether it's exact or not. So again, they both follow their shita. So my. So we're going to quote all the cases that have to do with exact measurements. Efshel Etzamseim, by the way, comes up by, in our case, in terms of time in Shas, it comes up in terms of distance, of geography. Is this, we're going to talk about tomorrow, Hashem, if a body is found between two cities, is it exact, could it be exactly in between two cities? It comes up by volume. Is this an exact amount? Comes up whenever you have to have an exact measurement of anything. You have Efshel Etzamseim, you have Efshel Etzamseim. So Tashma, first try. A Mishnah in Meseches Midos. Chut shel Sikra, Chogra be'emsa. We know the Chut haSikra. The red line that goes across the Mizbeach, horizontally, to split the upper part and the lower part. L'hadol be'domel, yonol be'domel tachtonim. There's a Chut haSikra that goes right in between. V'i amrit e'f shel Etzamseim bidei Adam. And if you want to tell me that it's e'f shel Etzamseim, that people also cannot be exact. So you know what? Maybe the Chut haSikra is not exactly in the midpoint of the Mizbeach. So aren't you messed up? Right? Because sometimes you'll take some of the blood that's supposed to be Lamala, you put it Lamala, but maybe the Chut haSikra is a little too low and it's really going Lamata on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So doesn't this prove Efshel Etzamseim bidei Adam? So Gemara says, no Raya. To Marvach Baporta, maybe you just make the Chut haSikra very wide. And therefore, you cover your bases. You know the area that's going to be in the middle. You don't have to be so exact, so if it's wide, it's not a problem. I saw in the, one of the Achronim has the Chakira. Is the Chut haSikra a Siman or a Siba for the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Is the midpoint of the Mizbeach, does the Chut haSikra, is that just a Siman that this is the midpoint? Or is it a Siba that this is exactly the cause? So you said our Gemara is clear that it's a siman. Clear that it's a siman, because if it's a siba, then forget where the Chut haSikra is. Right? It's clear that if it's a siba, then wherever you put the blood above, that's fine. So that's what the one of the Achronim says. But on the other hand, where do you have a marker that it's a siba? If you look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan, according to some, according to the Brisa, by Melech's Mishkan, there was a Chut haSikra even in the Mishkan, even though it was already clear what half was, because there was a Reshes on half of the Rashi describes in Truma. There was a Reshes on half of the Mizbeach. So you already knew half without the Chut, and yet you still have to put the Chut. So maybe that's a Raya that it's a Siba and not just a Siman. Okay, Marva Beperti, you did it a little wider. Tashma next. Mimidas Kelem, Mimidas Mizbeach. the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you to make specific measurements. Make this a lug and this chatziahin and all of these. So doesn't that show that you're exact in measurements? So no. Shiny Hassam, Drachmana Amar Avid. No, the Torah says to do it. So however you do it, that's nichalei. The stipler explains that obviously if a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells you to do it, so however you do it, that's the shear. Hakol b'chzav miyal Hashem alai hiskil. That's the pasuk in Devar Yom that talks about the vision of what the Beis HaMikdash look like. Right, so therefore, you don't have to be so exact. Right, related to this, this exact line is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned a number of times already whenever this comes up. And there's Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuftes, where he says, by any mitzvah or avera that has a shear, you have to say, Yafshal Etzam Seim, Elo Nitna Torah, Lamalachi Hasharis. Well, you eat matzah. You're going to say, Yafshal Etzam Seim, we have no idea what a kazayas is? No. If you eat shreif, you're never going to be able to put the guy to death because we don't know what a kazayas is. Right? The isser of making the shemen amishcha. You're never going to violate because you don't know the exact ingredients? No, you do the best you can, and however you do the best, that's Efshel Etzam Seim. So that's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuftes. The stipler discusses that Minchas Chinuch and his rayas, if you want to look it up, in Simen Yud Ches here in Bechoros. One final point, and that is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked, do you have to get a microscope or a telemicroscope to check your tefillin to make sure they are perfect, perfect, perfect squares? How crazy do you have to go in order to check your tefillin? So Rav Moshe has two tshuvas about this. First, he has in Yoredeya Beis Kuf Mem Vav, in a tshuva about using echocardiograms to see whether a person's heart is still beating versus from the outside just detecting from a doctor just feeling the heart. So somebody asked him, why do you have to go by? Why don't you compare it to, you know, checking under the microscope for bugs and checking for the... So he says, don't compare sakanas to fascists to any of these cases, says Ramosha. But along the lines there, he says, agav, in parentheses, agav, let me tell you regarding the midas ribua shel tefillin. Gam belozeh lo shayach lahasrach microscope. Says you're not going to do the microscope because even what the Shulchan Aruch says, he says you do the math. He says the square has to be. We had this before that the alachson, the diagonal, the hypotenuse has to be the measurement, the math formula of the two sides. So Rav Moshe says we know that's a little off. We know pi is 3.14, not exactly 2/5 what Chazal say. So anyway, it's a little off. So obviously, you don't have to be so exact and so medactic. If it looks square, it's square, says Rav Moshe. Ubehecha shakamana shakasha gam ribua kazeh, v'nim shakasha gam lechadchila, tefillin she'im ruban mamish, she'in achloson mechuvan ad haribua, she'in mechuva v'chulu. Leka shum maila. And he says, v'kaf gam belozeh. He says, look in Bechoros Yudzayin. He says, what does our Gemara say? Shani hasan drachmana amar avid, ubechal hechi demasis lameh v'nichalei. That's all. And he says, and that which you tell me and that you heard, that the briskerub, the grizz, thought you have to do it under a microscope, I don't understand it. That's what he says in this tshuva. If you look later, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, he said the same exact thing. As I said before, there is no mila whatsoever to use a microscope for your tefillin. Even if Klapi Shmaya Galya, it's not a perfect square, but who's perfect? He says, it's not good enough. And that which you tell me about the grizz, it's a pele. But then he says, maybe it's because, not because the grizz thought that Zachiv used a microscope, maybe he thought that the guy who made his tefillin didn't work hard enough. And you only rely that, oh, it's good enough if you did the best you can. So maybe he thought the guy didn't do the best he can, that's why he did it. But to say that he did the best he can and he's still using the microscope, Rav Moshe says, that would not have to be done. Okay, but this is whenever you have these exact type of ideas, that is what is discussed. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Amar of Katina. We'll start by the Shem tomorrow. More with Efshel Etzam Seim and Efshel Etzam Seim. Okay, good, we'll stop here.